Welcome back to the Tyson James Podcast. And today, we have a special guest. Would you like to reintroduce yourself, or would you like to introduce yourself?
Okay. So, you guys know me. Been on here enough.
You guys know me.
Tyson's wife, a.k.a. Cabri, a.k.a. the chosen one.
Okay. You know, like that vibe.
You like that one?
I like that vibe.
We're going to go with that. We're going to go with that today.
Hold on. Let's do all the AKAs. AKA number one real estate agent.
That's right.
In the country.
NPA.
No, no. In the country.
In the world.
In the world.
In the world.
No, I mean, you're dealing with the world we're now.
That's right.
No, I mean, number one real estate agent on a planet.
That's right. That's right.
I wish I had one of those buttons to drop clues bombs right now.
Right, right. Exactly. Yes.
No, I mean, all around amazing woman. The most powerful being on the planet. Okay. We talking about the black woman right now.
Amen.
That's what we talking about right now. We talking about the number one creator of humanity ever. Mm-hmm. It's not man. I wish I could drop another one of Clues Bombs. It's not man. All right, so this is what we're going to be doing today. So you said you wanted to talk about it. It's time for us to present this.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while. So I'm going to give some backdrop to this. So one day I was on Instagram and I saw this little clip from somebody had posted from Kevin Samuels telling this woman, asking this woman, basically telling her that men don't need women. So he basically said, men don't need women. Women need men because we can't do XYZ and men can do everything, and just some crazy chauvinistic bullshit as far as I'm concerned. So my husband took this same little comment, this video, because I told him about it, and he posted something on Facebook basically saying that, you know, men who think they don't need women are retarded. That's basically what he said. So it was a lot of comments, mostly of men, basically saying that they don't need women. Women need us more than we need them. They can't hunt. They can't plumb. They can't, you know, do manual labor, basically. So women need men for this part, but men don't need women. So I'm just completely confused about how men come to this conclusion. Because for one, the only way you got here, the only way that everybody that's listening, me talking, my husband sitting here, the only way we got here was through a woman. So I'm confused about how men are so bold and emboldened to say that they don't need women. You don't need your mama? You ain't never need your... Did your mom not nurse you? Did your mom not take care of you when you were a baby? Hell, she probably still take care of half of y'all 30, 40-year-olds right now. Your mama.
So if you live with your mama,
you need her. That's how that go.
If your mama gave you $5 last
you
week,
you needed her.
Okay. And I think it's, for me, when I hear men talking like this, I know for a fact that they dealing with their ego.
Ego.
They ain't dealing with nothing else at the time. Because when we look at the facts, even the man that's talking the shit out his mouth at that very second about how he don't need a woman and all this other malarkey. He actually, his arrival here on planet Earth was by a woman.
A woman. And this is the thing, though. So when Tyson posted this comment, he didn't say women needed men need women. Well, women need men more than men need women. He didn't say any of this. All he said was men that think they don't need women are basically retarded. And I mean, it came with everything under the sun. And I'm like, well, I know women that plum. We just seen a woman in the Wawa that was doing some type of something that involved heavy lifting and stuff. We asked her because we after this, I was just so I think I kind of was in shock that men are this retarded or this dumb. I'm not gonna use retarded because that's the wrong language to use. But this intellectually challenged to think that they didn't need a woman. And then I had to think about, like, if you're a heterosexual man, you don't like pussy? So now I'm questioning, well, what's your real sexuality then? Because you don't need pussy, so what you do? What's your other option? What is the other option? So to say that you don't need women is absolutely the craziest thing. We need to be praising our black women and help lifting them and putting them back in their rightful place in society, because the truth is the truth. You know, I could go on and on about this, about all the stuff that women do. What about you men that have kids? You needed that woman to bring that life here. Without her, you ain't got no children. How is a whole group of men producing? Please tell me. A whole group of men can produce babies? Y'all can push a baby out your penis? I'm confused. Like, I don't get it. And it to me, it's like disrespectful to women, because it shows the lack of respect for women. And it shows how a lot of men really think that women are under them, when really that's just not the case. And if you understood the universe and you understood how shit works, you would understand that it's called Mother Earth for a reason. It ain't called Father Earth. It's called Mother Earth. Because she births. She births the trees. She births life. She births everything. And she can destroy as well. You seen that hurricane that just took place, right? So when you sit here and try to demean and talk down about women saying that they need you. You think women, if a man wasn't here, you think women wouldn't have adapted to do things like cut down trees and stuff? There's women. Women hunt all the time. Do y'all watch them damn shows with them hillbillies and them white wives be out there hunting better than the men? Are y'all crazy? Like, really think about this. So, you know, to me, it's like completely disrespectful to your own mother to say that you don't need a woman, because you absolutely do. At some point in your life, you needed a woman. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. Unless you know something I don't know. Unless you came Scotty beamed you down. I have no idea. You see my son calling me right now. Because he need his mama. So please tell me what sense that makes, besides you letting your ego take over and basically, I don't need no woman.
Yeah, we gotta get past that. I think this is part of the problem, you know, the reason that our community have a lot of the problems that they have. And now, because the men egos are out of control and the it's not balanced. You know what I mean? Like, we missing that balance. Now, I mean, like, dudes running around saying that they don't need women, and they not really thinking logically, because their very existence came from a woman. They was created inside of a woman. So to say that you don't need her, when in fact you arrived here on planet Earth from a woman, is like, you really gotta, you know what I mean, take a step back, you know what I mean, away from your ego, and really think about what you're saying and doing. Women need to be treated with the utmost respect. And if you look at life, if you look at the things around us, I mean, we have male and female parts. And I mean, this is like the representation they gave us. So let's just say, for example, in your home right now, the electric in your home that you cannot see is feminine, right? All the sockets, all the outlets in your house, they are female. Now, I mean, the male part has to go inside of that to be able to draw power, to be able to get juice, to be able to get electricity. So this is like the same thing with life. Know what I mean? So, and we could go a step further, even more. Know what I mean? So if you could see a dirt road or something, that it will never have to be nothing that happens. If you just have dirt everywhere, something is going to grow from that. Female. The man, the male is the seed. I mean, you could take a bunch of seeds and just throw them on a sidewalk and nothing will grow. Know what I mean? But you could take that dirt, that female energy, know what I mean, and just have enough of it and it won't need nothing to be planted and it will generate and create life. This is just a female representation of life. Female energy is the power, is the juice. That's why when you hook things into, like I said, I'll just go back to the socket. When you hook that socket, when you hook that plug into the socket in your house, it's able to draw the juice from that. It's able to have power to be able to play. I mean, you get that from a female. You don't get that from a male. I mean, there's all type of representations around us that let us know what is the ultimate manifestation process, and is always female.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. Quite frankly, like, you know, it's a reason why it's males, it's females. It's a reason. Everything has a place and a reason. We are the creators of life. And you have to understand how powerful that is. And I don't even think a lot of you women even understand your own power. Because if you did, you wouldn't tolerate a lot of the stuff that you tolerate and do a lot of the things that you do. If we took the time as Black men and Black women to come together and work together and build, everybody could work in the space that they're supposed to. Women can be the creators they are. Men can be the builders and that they are, and the protectors that they are. You know, it's a reason. So to say that you don't need us is ridiculous, because if you didn't have us, you would be extinct. You would not be here, because you can't create life. You can't. You just you do like Tyson said, you provide the seed. You plant the seed inside the egg. I mean, this is just, it's so amazing. If you really took the time to think about a flower, how you plant a flower in the ground, you plant the seed, and it grows into a beautiful flower. Well, it's the same thing with your children. You plant your seeds, i.e. your sperm, inside of a woman's egg, and it creates a beautiful child. Why don't you need her? Because if you put your sperm in another man, nothing's going to happen. If you put your sperm in your hand, nothing's going to happen to it. That sperm has to go specifically into a woman. The sperm's job doesn't work if it's not inside of a woman, if it's not inside of an egg that was created from a woman. So let's just use common sense and think about this. You know, it's not hard. And I think a lot of us, we let our egos take over, and we think, oh, well, so because a woman can't hook like me, so why would I need her? What? How many people is out here hunting?
Well, there's still a lot of people out here hunting, but
in the whole world, the whole entire world, you think is more people hunting than not?
Well, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is, even the creation process, the woman created a man. If we even want to say that men are the ones that's supposed to be hunting, even she created him to go hunt.
Exactly. They don't get it, honey.
So it's like, you know, we definitely got to put our egos to the side. And I think that's why for us, a lot of our culture has been misrepresented, because we got these men struggling with their egos, not really knowing their place and not knowing really who they are. And they're taking their masculinity and they're being very destructive with it. And it's really, you know, devastating, you know, our communities with, you know, men having the power, so to speak, as far as the physicality, to be able to do whatever he wants. And I think right now and for a long time, he's been taking his masculinity and being very destructive to the culture and poisoning, you know, his own community by really having a bad ideology of what it is to be a man out here in society. Yeah. Because he has let the media basically show him images, repeated images over and over again, and he has the false notion that, you know, he is in charge and, you know, he makes all the rules and he doesn't have to converse and comply with his partner, and that he makes, you know, all the decisions, and that the woman is beneath him. And, you know, it's really due to, you know, all the visuals we see, whether it's the news or the selective things that they choose to show us on TV, whether they're like twerk videos or black women being demeaned or looked down under. People were taking these ideas and making them real with their mind, and this is where the balance is off at. You know, instead of us working together and just knowing what the truth is and working with that and building off that and being able to take our relationships, our families, you know, everything that we have and be able to move forward, and not to be able to saying like, oh, you know, I'm the man and whatever I say goes. Because once you get a woman involved, you know, at least from my experience dealing with women, you know, I'm a very creative person, you know, in my own right. But also when I have the right women around me or the right woman around me, things are created in such a way where I wouldn't have been able to create that by myself. Although I would have been able to create something, it just has been my experience that I'm able to create more and have more abundantly and have more things free flowing to me when I'm hooked up to the divine feminine energy. That's just been my personal experience.
Yeah, so I just think that, I'm going to touch on women because we have to hold our own selves accountable, because for one, we are not tuning in to our power. We're not tapping in to it. We're just tapping into, like you said, the media, letting reality TV say this is how we're supposed to be. Like, honey, you're powerful, way more powerful than you will ever know. If you actually tap into that power, then a man can't tell you that he doesn't need you. You're going to attract the type of man that knows what's up. You just are. And I think if we do more of that, we'll just be better as a society, because our minds will shift and we'll understand that we actually need each other. It's not, I need you, you don't need that. Kevin Samuels bullshit. I just, you know, and I'm not going to, so with Kevin Samuels, some stuff he says is true. I don't necessarily like his delivery.
First, I love Kevin Samuels. I think that he's keeping it real in a sense, but I think the way he's going about it is, I think that he's good in a sense, because I think that there's a lot of, in my personal opinion, I think that there's a lot of deluded women out here who think that they can have things that they necessarily can't have, that they don't deserve. And I think that he's giving these women a reality check about what it is, because of media, because of Instagram, because of Facebook, because of all the shit that we see on TV, women live in some fairy tale fantasy world that's been created for them by TV, and then they put unrealistic expectations on men to have to, you know, create certain things that, you know, I'm a firm believer that people that could create anything they want, but I think that, you know, women are expecting the man to take care of their bills and to take care of, you know, everything while they kind of just lay up and not do anything and just have a sponsor and be able to tell their friends that they got somebody, you know, paying all their bills and giving them money. And, you know, a man has his own bills. He has his own responsibilities. And with Kevin Samuel, I think that he's really just giving women a reality check about what life is, because some of these women expectations are false. They are deluded.
Well, I don't like his delivery. I don't like that he tells women that because they're a certain weight, they can't get, like, you know, you don't know what somebody can and cannot do, because you can manifest anything. So if a woman says, oh, I'm 300 pounds, but I'm going to get me a 160-pound man, who is he to tell her she can't? Who is he to tell her? So these are my gripes with him. But it is true that he does say some truthful stuff about women being delusional. But it's again,
I think he's a necessary evil.
Well, he may be, but I think it's about his delivery. You know, it's very men are the best, women ain't shit, and I don't know. It's very like how kind of like how women talk about men, kind of, which is hilarious. But so I can understand how men feel when women bash them, because he bashes women, and maybe that's his thing. Maybe his whole purpose is, I'm going to bash women so they can see how it feels to be bashed. Maybe that's what.
Yeah, maybe, because men really don't do that. We really just be you know, whatever.
Exactly.
I ain't got nothing to say about that. But so, I think that, you know, he's a necessary evil. I've seen a couple things that he has put out, and, you know, I respect it. I respect it. It's definitely is necessary, because it's women out there who are turning down good quality men. And later on in life, when they look back on it, they're going to look at the real guys that was interested in them and that was going to love them and take care of them. And then that guy's going to be them, like, going off and be married and have a family, whatever, whatever. And they're going to miss those opportunities because they was looking for something that was a fantasy. Mm-hmm. They wasn't looking for, they going to miss it. And I think that I hope that his intention is to wake these women up and realize, oh, I better get into reality before I grow through my life and, you know, end up being lonely and by myself because I was chasing, you know, something.
Well,
that
this wasn't. This is a society thing. We have to break these society norms and issues, like, we have to break them. So it starts with taking accountability. That's where it starts. If you can't do that, you're not going to go nowhere, because you're not going to even be able to see where you need to, you know, grow, or where you need help, or where, you know, this happened. I do agree that a lot of women do have a delusional view of the role of a man, but I also feel like men have a delusional view of the role of a woman. So it goes both ways. And like I said, you know, it really, like, boils me up inside with when we as a black people in America, we go against each other, male versus female, because it does nothing. It's nothing wrong with holding the other sex accountable, because we should be holding each other accountable. But when it leads to constant bickering, no solutions, no working towards coming together, being together, and all of that stuff, you know, why would you think that that would help anything? Because all it does is create more division. I mean, you just look at it. Look at the coronavirus, vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Why are we having a versus? Why am I watching Versus for coronavirus? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, if I choose to get vaccinated, I choose to. If I don't, I don't. It's real simple. And you, everybody should respect everybody's, how they feel, it shouldn't, or what they want. We have no empathy. When I see people on the internet talking about, oh, he died, and he was an anti-vaxxer, so, oh, well. Like, really? That's a human life gone. Like, that's it? Like, because he decided not to get the vaccine, and he happened to die from COVID, so now we don't care about him? Now we don't care about his life? He could have been somebody's father. He could have been somebody's husband, somebody's son. I mean, really. Like, you know, you don't make all the right decisions all the time. So how are you sitting up here? Like, how could you be so cold? Like, this world is terrible. Like, people are terrible. And I've seen this a few times. Not, like, one time. I've seen it actually several times where somebody has died from COVID and they said, oh, he was an anti-vaxxer, so who cares if he died? Like, really? I care that he died. That means if somebody misses him now. So have some empathy. Care. So we just got to do better. Not even as a black society, as a society at whole, we have to do better. And I think that because it's we don't say this, or people might not say it out loud, but this is, we already know this is how you think, because this is biblical, and a lot of guys and people they follow Christianity. You think the man is above the woman. is it not in the Bible that Adam, how the hell did Adam, how did you take a rib from Adam and create a woman? What? No. That's not how this went. So why is Adam not the one that creates the babies?
My whole thing is like, like you're saying, ain't Adam the one that created the babies? If Adam created the second human being, he might as well have just went ahead and created the rest of them.
Exactly. So you telling me, now have you ever took a rib from your body and created life?
I personally have never.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering. You know anybody?
I don't know anybody. Okay. As far as, like I said, for every human being that I know on this planet has came from a woman.
Woman.
Well, they got some new shit going on now, too, though.
Yeah, they got some new shit.
They got some technology. New shit going on.
Technology will fuck some shit up, won't it?
They got some new shit going on.
Like, I don't need a man or a woman. I'm just, I don't need either one of y'all.
No, I'm just saying, like, I've seen, like, now, like, I don't want to get in trouble, but I think men are actually having babies now.
Oh, yeah, well, transsexuals. Yeah, that is kind of mind-boggling. It is.
Yeah. So, I don't know. See, and that's why I was saying for the people that was on this post, is like, if y'all don't need women, stay away from them.
Right. But they always in some pussy.
Well, maybe.
No, most men just find their way in some pussy quite often.
Well, maybe they be trying.
So, I'm just confused about how you don't need a woman. I make it make sense.
Maybe they don't need no pussy either.
Maybe.
I love pussy.
But they still needed a woman because that's how they asses got here.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely, it's always going to be pussy over money. Yeah, I ain't, like, pussy's been here the longest. I think that it holds its value pretty well.
Pussy and money, you know, that's the oldest profession.
Yeah, but see, I don't. Pussy and money. I don't need money like that. Now, I mean, money is cool and everything, but I'd much rather have women with me. That's what I'm going with. So for all the guys out there, I feel sorry for y'all who don't need a woman, who are missing out on that soft touch at night, or those sweet kisses, or, you know, somebody to encourage you, somebody to believe in you, somebody to boost your manifestation and to be able to create whatever it is that you inspire to create. I feel sorry for y'all.
Yeah. So your ego allows you to not be loved by a woman. And that's a shame. That's a shame. It really is. Because with the right woman, she'll make your life better. I mean, that's one of our jobs. Is, you know, that's to work. We are a creative, divine species. So anything that you give to a woman, she'll make it. And say, y'all seen the quotes? Make a house into a home, or food into a meal. You've seen them damn things. You know what I'm saying? It's the same shit. The shit ain't hard. It ain't hard. So, you know, let's stop saying, because I would never ever in my life say, oh, I don't need my husband.
Because you would be tripping.
Because I would be tripping. Right. You know, I'm happy he's in my life. My life went, who know? I don't know that my life would be going in this direction or where it would be without his male divineness intertwining with my feminine divineness. Like, this shit is deep. I'm telling y'all got to read up and understand how this shit really works. Y'all don't know.
My masculinity paved the way for her to be a full feminine woman.
You don't even remotely understand. If you did, nobody would ever utter the words that they don't need the other sex. It's a reason why we're both here. Otherwise, it would just be males or it would just be females. So, I just want you to dig deeper. You know, especially my male brothers. To really, black brothers, to really dig deep and know what really is going on and figure it out. Because you cannot walk around talking about you don't need a woman and you live with your mama and your mama brought you here and your girlfriend bring you food every day and she give you money so you can re-up and you drive her car all around the place so you could do whatever the hell it is that you do. And you gonna then turn around and say you don't need women. That don't make sense. Oh, and then not to mention the 3 kids you got all came from a woman. Or 4 or 5, however many the hell you have. So I need you to dig deeper and really know that you need a woman. At some point in your life, you absolutely, positively, without a doubt, needed a woman. I'll bet you money every time. So we just have to do better. It's about uplifting women. How do you think it makes a woman feel when you say, oh, I don't need no women. I don't need a woman. How do you think that makes a woman, how do you think that makes your mom feel? Like, if my son came to me and was like, I ain't never need you, mom. I think I'll feel some type of way. Because I know that I birthed this little,
King.
This kid. I know I birthed him. 10 pounds, 1 ounce pushed him out. So again, nobody tell me that he didn't need me.
I told you wasn't going to have no stretch marks, right?
I got a tiny bit.
You ain't got no goddamn stretch marks.
I have a tiny bit.
Can't nobody see him.
No, you can barely tell, but I can tell.
I told you before you had any of my kids, I said I wasn't going to leave not a mark on you.
But I have some.
Oh my gosh, you can't even see them. They like microscopic.
You said I don't have any. I do have some.
They the microscopic.
Yeah. Well, 10 pounds, 1 ounce. Tell me what man pushing that out. You know a man that push out 10 pound, 1 ounce, baby?
On his penis? Give him the 20-30.
20-30 going to be pushing them.
They might be pushing them out.
They might be. They might be. Who
I mean,
knows?
We're moving at a rapid pace. I mean, we're going into a new time. But we was speaking on old niggas who said that they don't need women. These new niggas ain't even saying that. This is old niggas that's saying that. That ego.
They old. Some of them people was not. They was in their 30s. That ain't old.
Well, that's like that's my age group.
That's not old.
Well, I'm just saying. older or whatever, medium age.
Not kids.
Not kids, yeah.
Not teenagers, not young adults. All right. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. And this is what I'm talking about. And you could probably see it in their everyday life about how they treat women. That probably is be a clear sign of that they think they don't need women because how they treat them.
Well, women got to take responsibility. Like, this is what I will say. When I look at the problem in our culture, not that I blame the women, but I think that women really got to take responsibility and accountability for the type of men that she allows in her space. Because I believe that if women in general set their standards to be higher, that men will automatically have to climb up to that new standard. And I think we could change everything with that. If women set a new standard for what they wanted, how they wanted to be treated, and if they really stood firm there, it wouldn't deal with men on any level unless a man was actually coming as a man, that we could change everything, because I believe men will have to step up every single time because of regardless of what they say out their mouth, they're going to be looking for a woman. They 100% going to be checking for a woman.
I agree with that. And that, like I said in a previous podcast, like, you know, you're the common denominator. It's the same shit here. If you are always dating and attracting bums and bullshit men, you the problem. You the problem. You have to say, look, I'm worth more than this. So I can't keep accepting this. And if I see any signs that show me that a man is doing some bullshit, I'm leaving. I'm not taking it. And also, you need to be manifesting the man before he even comes. So you need to be manifesting what you want in a man. And be realistic, because nobody's perfect. And now that's the other thing. Like, we think that men's supposed to be perfect. Like, they can't make mistakes. Like, the hell, they're human. So, you know, you have to be realistic. And I guess that's kind of where Kevin Samuels comes in, because he's right. A lot of you women have unrealistic expectations. Oh, he got to make this much. Well, how much you make? What did you do to contribute to help him get to that? Or what are you willing to contribute?
Can you buy yourself a Louis Vuitton and pay all your own bills?
Right. Do that first. Because once you do that, I'm telling you, it's empowering to the point where you'll actually attract the man you want, because you won't have time. Like, your the aura that you will give off is, I don't have time for no bullshit. So bullshit men, they're not even going to bother you.
Right. They're going to be defeated with all that authenticity that's exactly going on.
That's how, when you hear, like, women who are successful, a lot of times men don't approach well. They don't approach because the power that she got going on is too much for them. So, you know, they can't handle it.
And I think we have to draw the lines to understand what's the difference between a man and a boy. Mm-hmm. Because you could be 40 years old and still be a boy. Mm-hmm. All right. So men that's dealing with women, they don't lie. They're transparent. They know how to communicate. They're providers. They're hunters. So they're seeking to provide so this woman could be in her divine feminine energy and her full power. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, so just because you're a certain age don't mean that you a man either. Yep. No, I mean, I think that it's time to set a new standard for what a man is. A man is somebody who not a full representation of himself all the time. It's not that you one person or you another person with another group of people. You that same person. And you know how to be honest, aware, in tune with your own feelings. When dudes say that they don't have no feelings, that's like the illest thing ever, because it come with the human experience. You got feelings. So you can't be a whole man if you disassociating yourself from your feelings. Yep. A man understands his feelings. He's not emotional or irrational, but he understands his feelings, and he can align his feelings or arrange his feelings in a way that's going to be conducive to the group. Now, I mean, we talking about emotion and motion. But I don't know. That might be a little bit too deep. But
no,
I'm just,
it ain't too deep. It's just the truth. It's the truth. It ain't too deep. And I like what you said about honesty, because I feel like that is one of the main things that are causing our families not to be able to go in the right direction, because of honesty and really not taking the time to get to know yourself fully. As men, you're taught to go out and get it, and it's like, when do you have time to learn yourself? Like, you know, when do you have that time? And I think it causes these walls to go up and these masks, like, oh, I like this girl, but I like 10 other girls, but I ain't gonna tell her I like 10 other girls, because if I tell her that, then she might not want to be with me, and that's, I gotta have her, so I can't tell her about these other 10. When if you looked at it like, I'm a grown man, I respect this woman enough to tell her, listen, I like you, but I like these other 10 women too. So if you're okay with that, we can move forward. If not, then that's fine too. I love you as a human being. We can be friends, you know, associates, whatever. But you can't even be honest in simple stuff like that. So how are you being honest with yourself?
Well, I think nobody's ever taught us how to be authentic or how to be honest and to talk about our manhood. Mm-hmm. I think that our manhood is something that's been like, how can I say?
Monogamized?
Yeah, it's been monogamized, because for me, I can remember,
that's a good one.
Like, when I first married you, I was like, all right, I'm marrying this beautiful girl. She's smart. She got all this shit going on. There's no reason for me to look at another girl. There's no reason for me. This is what I'm saying to myself. I'm like, this is it. I'm going to be 100% committed. And I'm not even going to look at another woman. And for 3 years, I lied to myself. Because anytime that I would see a woman that I was attracted to, or a woman that, you know, I felt something for, I guess, I had to lie to myself. And, like, it just got repetitive where I was just lying to myself about what I liked about or what I wanted. And then I was just thinking about it, and I was like, this don't make no sense. Like, if I'm supposed to be 100% myself, I'm supposed to be 100% authentic, why can't I? This is like part of my manhood. This is like part of the whole makeup of my, or some of the makeup of my manhood. Why do I have to deny my manhood or deny what my real self is saying? Why do I have to do that? It's like, it doesn't seem conducive for me to lie to myself. That doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to expand. I want to do all these things. It's like, but how am I going to do that when I'm trying to suppress my real self, which You could do it, but it's only going to end up blowing up later, because the more you suppress your real self, the more you press your real self down, it's only going to be a matter of time before you turn into like a ticking time bomb, and you just, the real you is just going to just come out at the wrong time instead of being upfront and honest about it. So I've learned from other guys' mistakes, and I said that I don't think that this is going to work if I continue to lie to myself about who it is that I am. I can't do that. I didn't want to do that. And I think that men for so long have been trying to hide their masculinity and hide what it is to be a man. And the true reason and the real reason why men are attracted to certain women. Now, there's a difference. You could have a physical attraction where I think that's, you could just nix that off. You could just be like, oh, you know, it's just like seeing a nice car or something. It's just like seeing a nice car. You see a nice car and it's like not a big deal. Not that I'm comparing women to cars, because I'm not really trying to do that. I'm just using that for example purposes here. But then there's other women, you know, I think that, you know, from who they are combined with, you know, every individual man's manhood, like certain women have the power to be able to move a man's spirit just because she is a female. And I think that that's something that needs to be brought out. And I wanted to have a real connection with you. And I didn't want us to have a bullshit fake connection where I'm lying to myself about who I am or lying to you about who I am. And I just didn't want to live that kind of life.
Well, like I said, it starts with honesty. You know, and don't think like me as a woman, like that conversation, I'm speaking to women right now, that conversation was easy, because it isn't, because we're so taught, we're taught that to have this fairy tale life, one man, women, you know, that's it. And sometimes that's not it. I mean, that's not what was practiced before. Monogamy is not that old. So it's really about being honest. Because the more you're honest up front, the more the mindset will change in women. If you're trying to force her to be with you while you're betraying her and lying to her, she's not going to follow you. She's not going to trust you. She's only there because she loves you. Point blank. That's it. And with women in love, it's a hard thing, because we love very hard. And we don't want to give up. But we in our head, oh, we just want him to do right. And he ain't going to do right because he ain't there. He ain't there. He can't even be honest with you. He can't even be honest with himself. So until you get to that point, it's never going to change. And until you say, okay, I guess I can kind of understand. And the other thing is that this is not a one-way thing. You know, if you're a woman and you feel like you connect with more than one man, you should be honest and say that. Well, I need to connect with more than one man. Because don't think that this is just a man thing. And that's the other thing, like, men in their toxic masculinity have it set up where women can't be free sexually. No, no, no. No. That shit is not true. You think that women see other men and don't find them attractive because they got a husband or somebody? The same way a man sees a woman and it's like, dang, that person, you know, oh, she look good. Or dang, like, I want to get to know her better. You think that women don't have these same thoughts? Y'all are freaking delusional. And we have to stop telling women that their sexuality has to be limited, and we're going to let the man's sexuality go wherever it wants. It all has to evolve. All of it. It's not a one thing. It's not a one sex thing. This is everybody. So we have to talk about everybody. So while there probably is not as many women who want to do something like that. There's plenty of them because I read about them all the time. And they, you know, they say, you know, I'm into being with more than one man or whatever they say. And you know what? It ain't nothing wrong with that. Just like you want to, if it's okay for a man to be with more than one woman, it's okay for a woman to be with more than one man. That's just what it is. And we, again, we have to stop with this. Well, you're a man, this is your role, X, Y, Z. You're a woman, these are your roles, X, Y, Z. And we need to just be figuring out how we can work together. Because once those energies connect good, you could, y'all could together do anything. Literally anything. Mm-hmm, there go my son, he's saying hi to y'all. So, you know, you have to say, you have to change your mindset. And if you're not willing to change your mindset. If you're not willing to. This is now the Skylar and KJ show. Because they have interrupted.
Don't nobody want to hear that.
Don't want to hear it.
KJ, you on a podcast. Don't nobody want to hear that.
Why do you get to be on a blogcast?
It's not a blogcast. It's a podcast.
A podcast?
Yes.
Why do you get to be
share some of that juice with your
because
brother.
I got my own show. That's why.
What'd I say? Goodbye.
Because I got my own show. Goodbye. That's why. Now get out. Okay, get out. So, do you have any final thoughts on this matter? Oh, and just to add, I think that, women can be with more than one man. I just think everybody's got to be honest about who they are.
Yep. Everybody has to be honest about who they are and what they want. And then you'll attract the person that will fit that perfectly. You will. We got a patience problem, too. We he said hi to me, so now... Gonna give him some. Why? You don't know nothing about this man. Why you gonna give him some? How you know that he was brought here for you? How you know that? You have to learn people. I like to learn and study people. That's one of my things. Like, I will be quiet when I meet you because I want to hear what's coming out your mouth. I want to see how you're acting because I can pick up very fast what type of person you are. So, we have to learn people and understand people, and you'll start to attract the people that you really, truly will connect with in the best way you can. So, these are my takeaways. Men, stop saying you don't need women, because clearly you do. Start being honest. Women, manifest your powers and use them. And you will get the stuff you want and stop waiting for a man to come along and do it for you. Because, to be honest, that's not why we were brought here. We're here to do work. We're powerful beings. So let's use that power to do what we need to do. And teach our daughters that they're beautiful, wonderful, powerful human beings. That's all I have to say.
Yes, and I'm also, my final thoughts here is that every man that we all know came from a woman. So women are past needed. They are actually your vessels to here, to the physical world. Every man has arrived in the physical world from a woman, as far as we know, until somebody can show us something different. So, you know, the women harness the masculine and feminine energy inside of them. So for the men out there that ever thought that a woman wouldn't be able to cut down a tree or be able to lift up something heavier, you know, something outrageous like that, what you got to understand is that women and harnesses, you know, both male and female energies from the gate. You know, her femininity created your masculinity. So, you know, that's one thing that you really got to understand. And then one of the other things I'd like to say is, ladies, please take responsibility for who you lay down with, who you are choosing to, you know, mix your life up with. And, you know, just be more aware, be more conscious about the men you choose to have in your circumference, and, you know, just make better decisions. You know, pay attention to the red flags, and, you know, that's pretty much my takeaway. That's pretty much my takeaway.
Do the two kids who eavesdropped on our podcast, do they have anything to say? You have something to say, Skylar? Since you got to be a part of the podcast, y'all up here causing chaos. You got something to say, KJ? So why are you making all that noise?
All right, so that's the show. That's going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening to the Tyson James Podcast. And we out.